USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration announced Tuesday that it will begin shipping COVID vaccines directly to pharmacies beginning next week. More than 1 million doses will be on their way to about 6,500 locations, with more pharmacies receiving doses as manufacturing increases. CVS, Rite Aid, Costco, Walmart, Publix, and Walgreens are some of the pharmacies that have signed on to receive and administer the vaccine. Walgreens is currently supporting vaccination efforts in 15 states, and their Senior Vice President of Pharmacy and Healthcare, Rick Gates, tells CNBC they're ready to safely administer the vaccine in their stores.
So there won't be crowds. It's going to be scheduled. We'll make sure we have appropriate time and spacing for those getting the vaccine. And then once they know that they're scheduled, we'll make sure that our healthcare professionals are there to give them the vaccine and monitor them appropriately. So, no, it's not going to be out in parking lots. You'll see it in our stores, but we'll make sure that we have safe and appropriate places to do the vaccinations.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Senate voted Tuesday to advance a budget resolution that could allow President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package to pass without Republican votes. Included in that bill is more than $300 billion of aid for state and local governments. Senator Joe Manchin says the Senate should look into that level of aid. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News the assistance should be targeted at the state's hardest hit by the pandemic.
Well, we have to look at that. I think that's way high. From everything I've seen, that's extremely high. But with that, we want to make sure that the states that truly have been hit the hardest, have revenue shortages because of the type of economy they had, have some relief. We're very sympathetic towards that. And, you know, we worked together in the $900 billion, 908 team that we put together with Democrats and Republicans and came up with a good compromise, but you had to meet metrics. In order to do it, you had to show need. You had to show basically the coronavirus, how much it attacked your state, and basically how your economy lost in the population. So they're going to have to prove that they need it, but I don't think it'll be anywhere near that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A prominent California Republican on Monday announced his entry into the gubernatorial race as California Governor Gavin Newsom's recall effort nears the threshold to get on the ballot. Former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner says in a campaign video that the state has become the land of broken promises. Faulkner, who left office last year due to term limits, says that the administration in San Diego helped cut down on waste, corruption, and incompetence. Regarding the impeachment issue of Newsom, Tom Del Beccaro is the CEO of Rescue California.
He won't give us the data as to why he's making shutdown decisions, and they were so arrogant and said basically it would confuse the public. So apparently we're all not smart enough here in California to know what our political leaders are doing. That's the same kind of arrogance that saw him flout his own rules and going to the French Laundry. But this is just the latest in his problems. California's dead last and doing really dumb things like sending our elder citizens to Dodger Stadium for vaccines when they were told for a year to stay away from crowds.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense. Todd, I can't think of a single major thing he's done correct. I just can't.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. College football is back to the gaming world. EA Sports telling ESPN the game maker will be returning with a college football game in the near future. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.